Welcome back to The Good PM Life, where we dive into the world of project management and help you navigate your career. Hey, I'm Sandy Lawler, and today we're going to be talking about the life of a project manager. Basically, we're going to be going through a day in the life of a project manager. Now, spoiler alert, it's not all Gantt charts and status reports. And if you don't know what a Gantt chart is, that's okay. Neither do I. Oh, just kidding. Of course I know what a Gantt chart is. And we're going to be talking about Gantt charts and all those exciting things in future episodes. So let's just go ahead and get started. So what exactly does a project manager do every day? Now, if you listen to my last episode, we talked a little bit about what a project manager does. But today, I really want to break it down for you. Picture this. You wake up, you have your coffee, and then you dive straight into the whirlwind of emails. Yes, emails are such a big part of the job. But honestly, what job isn't all about the emails, right? Every single one of us in a professional setting gets so many emails throughout the day. But don't worry, it gets even more exciting. So first things first, you have to check your inbox. You're going to be looking for anything that is urgent that's, you know, coming overnight. So maybe it's a team member in a different time zone. You know, we all work remotely so much of the time. So it may be someone that is in a different time zone that had a question. Or it could be a client that has sent over a new request, some sort of change request. Either way, your morning usually starts with triage, figuring out what needs your immediate attention. Next up is the daily stand-up meeting. It's also called Scrum, especially if you're using Agile. But if you're using Agile methodology, this is just a quick 15-minute check-in with your team. So everyone shares what they did yesterday. They're going to talk a little bit about what they're working on today and then any blockers or issues that they're facing. I use daily stand-ups all the time, and most of my projects are not Agile projects. They're waterfall methodology. But I see so much value in having a daily stand-up where you are able to communicate with your team. Now, these daily stand-ups help the team stay agile. This is where they can quickly adapt to any of the changing circumstances because, you know, things change often, especially on projects. And so a lot of this information can help them so they can make progress on their specific responsibility. And the reason they're called a daily stand-up is because people are typically standing while they're giving their status update. You know, this is intended to be a very quick meeting, really no more than 15 minutes. And with a daily stand-up, you and your team always know where things stand with everyone else's responsibilities. Now, as the project manager, I also encourage you to give your update, you know, because even though you're a project manager and you're the leader of the team, it's still very important to communicate what things you're doing because you are a very important part of the team. So I encourage you, if you're not already, start having a 15-minute stand-up. And you know what? You don't even need to be a project manager to host a 15-minute stand-up. This is a great communication tool. So I really encourage you all to start doing that. After the stand-up, you might then dive into some deep work. This could be an opportunity for you to update your project plan and your schedule. You might need to adjust timelines, especially if there are any type of change requests. You also may need to reallocate resources. There's a lot of moving parts, and I've mentioned that in my last episode, that there's a lot of moving parts in a project, and it's up to you to make sure that all the necessary documentation and all the systems are updated. So this is where your organizational skills really shine. And let me explain a little bit about why this is important. At any given moment, your boss, your anybody really on the C-level, or anyone else for that matter that has a stake in the project, so let's say a stakeholder, may want to know status. And it's important for you all to not wait a week or two to update these documents or the systems, because you need to be able to, at any given moment, provide status. And unless you're updating these systems, unless you're just a whiz, you need to be able to provide that information immediately. And when things like this are documented every day, they're always at the top of mind. And so when they're at the top of mind, you're quickly able to provide status. And this also lends itself to credibility. Leaders in the company are looking to you to provide information on the ready, and they want to be confident in your abilities. So this is why this piece is super important for you to make sure that this stuff is updated. Now, is it the most exciting work? No, absolutely not. But is it one of the most important things? Absolutely, yes. Once you've updated your plan, your timeline, you made any type of adjustments, you maybe needed to reallocate resources as necessary, you know, there's client communication. Oh, yes. The delicate art of keeping clients happy. Is that even possible? Of course it's possible. One of the most important things is transparency. You have to make sure that you're super transparent, whether the good news is good news or bad news. But the ways that you could do that is you could have like a weekly status call. You can send out a progress report or maybe just a quick update email. Like I said, the key here is transparency, because even if things aren't going perfectly, it's better to keep your client in the loop. Trust me, nobody, and I mean nobody, likes surprises. They want to be able to trust in you and know that even if the message might not be the best message, let's say the project is behind or whatever, they want to know that you're telling them the truth and that you have a plan going forward. So very, very important for client communication. And as you become more experienced, you will have a better way, or you could have a better understanding or a better technique in communicating with the client, because there is there's definitely an art to speaking to the client, to give them the confidence that you know what you're doing and you're going to be delivering upon your promises. Hey, are you thinking about becoming a project manager? Well, I've put together a free guide with the 5 essential things that you need to know before getting started. So grab your copy now by clicking in the link below in the show notes and take the first step towards your new career today. All right, let's move on. So if I could tell you one thing that project managers are good at, just one thing, it's attending meetings. Now, if you absolutely despise meetings, then maybe project management might not be for you. Because as a project manager, you are continually meeting with your stakeholders, your clients, and even people on your team. Maybe you need to discuss things in further. Maybe you need to give status updates, you know, because meetings are a means of communication. So if the meetings you're attending are not fruitful, I really recommend that you don't attend them. You know, as a project manager, your plate is already full with so much to do. So I recommend focusing on productivity tasks and not sit in a conference room or on the phone all day, which is sometimes what happens for project managers. So the only time that I had in my day to get any work done was outside of regular business hours. You know, and look, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. This is for the sake of the project, and this is not an everyday thing. But I really do encourage you to take a look at the meetings that you're invited to or the meetings that you need to schedule, because project managers do schedule a lot of meetings. Really take a look at the meetings, and are they really necessary for you to create or to attend? That's super important. But, you know, project managers, we're attending meetings all the time. So now let's talk about some firefighting. Yes, I've mentioned this many times, but sometimes things go wrong. You know, maybe you have one of your key resources that has something due that day. They're sick, or their kid is sick, or a vendor misses a deadline. You really have no control over that. Sometimes things absolutely do go wrong. But as a project manager, you're the go-to problem solver. Remember we talked about the skills that every project manager needs? We mentioned that in the last episode. Well, you know, it's your job to put out those fires and keep the project on track. And remember, even though we have to encounter some of these problems, you have to try to remember to stay calm, and you have to carry on, because things happen. But with your experience, and because you will become a subject matter expert in your project, you will be fully prepared to take care of any of those fires. So don't fret too much about the fires. You will know how to handle different situations as you go through your journey as a project manager. You will know what to do and what not to do. Now, one of the less glamorous, but absolutely critical parts of the job is documentation. And we touched on this a little bit earlier in this episode, but you know, you are responsible for creating and maintaining project plans and schedules. You have to maintain issue and risk logs, and you also have to document meeting minutes so you know what decisions were made and discussed in very important meetings. And remember, we talked about what meetings you should and should not attend. When you have to document decisions, those are meetings you absolutely should be attending. So, you know, documentation is a very, very vital part of project management. And, you know, I like to create and maintain my documents on a project SharePoint site. I just get one of the IT administrators to create a SharePoint site for me, and I let them know which project team members need to have access to the site. And that is where I place all the project documentation. And the project documentation I'm talking about is the actual plan. We're talking about the schedule, the issues and risks. So anyone can access that information anywhere, anytime. And of course, they have to have access to the SharePoint site or whatever place that you decide to keep the documentation. This is just an example of what I do. You have to have a place for people to access things. Maybe they need to take a look at the requirements document again to get some clarity on something. being able to have a place where someone can go and access that stuff is super important. So it's important for you to update and make sure everything in that SharePoint site or whatever place you have is fully accessible and it's all correct. So think of it as like leaving a breadcrumb trail for anyone who might join the project later. So the documentation is really good for people who are on the project today, but it's also very good for people who need to reference the project. And it could be you. They want to reference the project at a later time. They could possibly determine some lessons learned by looking at your documentation. And trust me, future you will thank you for being so thorough, because nothing is more frustrating when you're trying to find out some information about the project that happened, let's say, a year or two ago. How did I handle this, or why did we make this decision? If you don't have that stuff documented, you're not going to remember. There's so many things going on. So trust me, future you will thank you. Now, let's not forget about the team. We already talked about having a daily stand-up each morning. You know, a big part of your role is to keep morale high. And this could be through things like team building activities, which you're not going to do that every day. But, you know, you could do that, you know, during a lunch or just a quick icebreaker team building activity before a big meeting. But that could be something that you could do. Or you can also just do one-on-one check-in time. And I love to do that because I'm more of a face-to-face a relationship building person. So I love to be able to check in with my team. Or just being a supportive ear. People on your team have to know that you have an open door policy. They're going to see that you are so busy, but you have to make it very clear to them that you are there for them to be there when they need support. A lot of times project management and you as a project manager in that role kind of acts like maybe really more of a therapist sometimes, because things can get frustrating. So when your team knows that you are there for them professionally and even maybe as a friend, it really kind of goes a long way with morale. It's nice to know that someone is in your corner. A happy team is a productive team, after all. You have to make the effort to get to know your team. Because, you know, after all, there are people that have lives outside of work. Knowing what's important to them and what motivates them will help you get to know them as human beings. You know, and sometimes that means knowing when to schedule a coffee break. Super important. We are focused on our projects, but sometimes if you know your people on your team, you know when they'll need a break. So towards the end of the day, you might have another round of emails to tackle, wrap up some loose ends, and finally you review your to-do list for the next day. You know, one of the things that I like to do at the end of the day is to write in a notebook that I have set aside just for this. It's where I list out all my accomplishments for the day or the project accomplishments for the day. Now, I also list out the things that need to be done tomorrow. I like to also reorganize my desk. Just to make sure it's not messy before I leave. So when I come back in the morning, there's not just a pile of chaos. And then I just sit there wondering, what do I have to do next? It's all about staying one step ahead. And while all of these things that I've mentioned today in this episode is super important, you have to also sprinkle throughout the day things like lunch, coffee, checking in with your work bestie. Want to get in some steps to remain active. You have to have time to brainstorm and think. All of these activities are so important. You know, remember, we're not robots. You have to take the time to do these things that will most assuredly help you be more productive, you know, because science. All right, so there you have it. A day in the life of a project manager, which is a little mix of a communication, some organization, sprinkle in some problem solving, and also a bit of firefighting. You know, it can be super challenging, but also incredibly rewarding. You know, if you're someone who loves variety and you thrive in a dynamic environment, project management might just be the perfect fit for you. You know, no day looks the same, which is one of the fun parts of being a project manager. I mean, imagine doing the same thing day after day. No, thank you. So I hope this rundown gives you a better idea of what a project manager does every day. But you know, I'd also love to hear from you. What things do you do as a project manager? Make sure you comment below and let everybody know what are some of the other things that I haven't mentioned today. Of course, there are so many things that a project manager does that we can't even cover in an episode, but I would love to hear from you. So comment below. So thanks so much for tuning into The Good PM Life. You know, if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and leave us a review. And if you have any questions or topics you want to discuss or cover, drop me a line. And until next time, keep managing those projects and making things happen. Until next time.